99 years ago, the dorm building known as Dolph's Hall was built. Some say that it is haunted. Some are too afraid to talk about the ghosts that lurk in the hallways.
What have you heard about the myth of Dobbs Hall?
I heard that Lord Dooley's grandfather lived in Dobbs. There was an incident on Halloween night during his grandfather's freshman year. His grandfather was leaving to go to a Halloween party when his friend jumped out and scared him. He was so scared that his body went into shock and he died.
I know that the myth has something to do with Lord Dooley's grandfather. Apparently every year on Halloween night, he haunts the freshmen in Dobbs Hall to get vengeance for what happened to him on Halloween night 99 years ago.
On Halloween night, two students explored the hall in search of paranormal activity.
It is day one of our journey searching for ghosts. I personally do not believe in the myths the students talk about, but my friend and I went to explore Dobbs to find paranormal activity. We brought a ghost hunter along to help with our paranormal signs. Say hi to the people, Jeff.
Hi, my name's Jeff. I've been doing ghost hunting for 5 years now. I brought some tools along, such as a heat indicator and a motion detector to help me find some ghosts. Based on how old the building is, I do expect to find some ghosts, but we will see.
Alright, thanks, Jeff. It's time to explore the halls.
I'm scared. What if we find something? Then what do we do?
Don't worry, Riley. I'm sure that we won't find anything. You know those myths aren't true. People only come up with these stories to scare you.
Well, it's working.
Don't worry, Riley. If we find something, I can handle it. I am a professional.
Let's check in here first.
I'm not picking up any signals. I highly doubt that there would be any ghost in the bathroom. But you never know these days. Ghosts can hide anywhere.
Yeah, I don't feel any spirits either.
Thank goodness we didn't find anything. I can't believe you talked me into this.
Stop being such a wuss, Riley.
What is that on my leg? I felt something.
Stop playing, Riley. I don't believe you. If you're trying to scare me, it's not working.
No, I'm serious. I felt something brush up against my leg. Use your motion detector, Jeff.
Let me see. She's right, Azaria. The heat indicator picked something up.
Stop it, Jeff. There's clearly a logical explanation for this. The thing that brushed up against Riley's leg was the dust from the stairs that went in the air as we walked by, and the heat indicator picked up the heat that was lingering from the people that walked down in front of us. There are no ghosts here.
Okay, Azaria. Whatever you say. You go on ahead and believe that.
Why don't we check the TV lounge?
What is that creaking noise?
I don't know what it is, but it's starting to freak me out. Before, I had a logical explanation, but now I don't know what is going on. We're the only ones in here.
My motion detector's picking something up.
Are you sure it isn't picking up our motion?
I'm pretty sure. It's facing the opposite direction.
What was that?
What was what?
That cold breeze.
I just felt it too.
Let's get out of here. Mommy, please help me.
We should be safe in here, Riley.
Where did Jeff go?
I'm right here.
Please don't take us.
Those two girls will never seen again. See what happens when you don't believe?